Hello, I'm Wayne Lamb with Sedalia Steel Supply, and I'm excited to sponsor the next few minutes for local pastors to share with you the Word of God, and let's go the distance in Christ.
I'll go the distance. I will not compromise, pressing on to win the prize in Christ Jesus. I'll go the distance.
This is Pastor Rusty Thomas with LifePoint Church and Go the Distance Radio. We're excited to be back with you again today and to share with you the H in faith, F-A-I-T-H. And many who are listening might have come to know Christ this week as they've listened as we've talked about the F stands for forgiveness, the A stands for available, the I stands for impossible. It's impossible for God to allow sin into heaven. The T stands for turn. If we turn away from our sin and ourselves and trust Christ, we can have eternal life in heaven with Jesus. And the H actually stands for heaven. Heaven is where God is. Now, the Bible talks about it being the hereafter. I mean, he says in John chapter 14, verses 1 through 3, don't let your heart be troubled. Believe in God. Believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. And if I go and I prepare a place for you, then I'll come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, you'll be also. This eternal home he has prepared for you and I. But also, heaven is for the here and now as well, because Jesus uses in John chapter 10, verse 10, he says that Satan comes to steal, kill, and destroy your life. But he says, I've come that you may have life and have life more abundantly. So this morning, God wants you to begin to experience eternal life and abundant life in him day by day, starting right now. So if you've asked Jesus to forgive you of your sins, to come into your heart and life, to be your Lord and Savior this week, Jesus begins this abundant life even today. Friend, I pray that if you've done that, if you've asked Christ to forgive you of your sins and live in your life, you'd let us know. Come online and let us know that, and we would love to hear from you and hear your story.